The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of the GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management, heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, tactical investing. What is that? Well, we're going to find out. We're going to dig our teeth into it. In a little bit, I'm going to give you an offer to get a book from mine for free. So if you're around, grab a pen, paper, crayon, whatever, and get ready for that number. We're going to give you a little bit. So let's jump right into tactical investment. Let me kind of give you a definition of tactical investing or strategic investing. Tactical investing means, let's say in a mutual fund, you give that money manager, he or she, rein to be able to be tactical. That is to put money in stocks when stocks are doing well, take money out of stocks, put money into bonds, cash. Tactical is basically a changing asset allocation. And this recent volatility and this recent downturn, a lot more people are looking at this. Now, let's take a look at this for a second. There's so many different categories of how you can invest your money. Now, Morningstar is the big name in as far as researching mutual funds and five-star rating all the way down to one-star rating. But they also have different categories. Now, you know this because you probably have in your 401k, 403b, all the different choices. You may have large cap growth. You may have small cap growth, large cap value, international. You get the picture. Gold funds, commodity funds, so forth. But there's an area that we're going to really explore today, and that's tactical funds. That's a category. These are funds that are out there that I think may help you. Now, if you look at a prospectus and a fund that you own, and by the way, you're probably too cool to be looking at that or prospectus on a Saturday or Sunday morning, but you'll find in there that a stock fund, by definition, will be invested in stocks. Okay, that may not sound that insightful, that when you look at a prospectus, that 95% of the holdings have to be in stocks. Well, Ken, it's a stock fund, of course. But don't you see there's a problem here? That's kind of more like buy and hold, they say, but it's almost like buy and hope that the market's always going to go higher, and it doesn't. And there's times we have some big drawdowns, otherwise known as corrections or bear markets. So this tactical investing is important because hopefully when you have a tailwind, again, they don't get it right all the time, but the intent is we have a tailwind, the market's doing well, setting records, everything's great. Well, then you're mostly in stocks. And then wind turns the other way as it does and winter sets in, and then they can move money around. But if you got to read your perspectives of most of the funds you have, you realize that the money manager, he or she, is very restrictive of what they can do with the funds. They're handcuffed pretty much. And that's why I really want to cover tactical mutual funds I cannot give a recommendation. By the way, you probably figure out this already. There's very few financial talk shows out there these days because of all the crazy compliance, and I have to be compliant, of course, and I am. And a lot of, great investors, advisors would love to do a radio show, but they can't. But the reason why I go down this path to let you know, as I'm mentioning tactical investing, it's really for you to start researching a different approach than about 95% of what investors do, which is buy a stock fund or buy more stock funds and so forth. I'm suggesting that some of your monies you should be looking into researching, that perhaps you look into some of these tactical funds. Now, we're going to give you a phone number later on for the book. We're also going to give you a phone number in case you want to hear more about tactical investments, how they make or may not work in your portfolio. So here we have all of these different seasons. All the markets will have bull markets, bear markets, choppy markets, spring, summer, winter, and fall. No, okay, I don't want to break your ears. And what a tactical fund is going to do is change the allocation from stocks, bonds, and cash based on the current market. Now, we all know about asset allocation, and it's really important. But one side of asset allocation talks about your risk tolerance. Okay, I have a low risk tolerance, high risk tolerance. I'm going to retire in 5 years. I'm retiring in 5 months. Okay, all those are part of the equation of what part goes stocks, bonds, cash. But the other side of it is let's take into account what the market giveth. If the market doesn't give you a great opportunity because there are a lot of yucky things that are out there, then the tactical investing will take money off the table. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and the Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, tactical investing. Tactical. So we've already laid this out that nothing wrong with stock funds when you do have a tailwind, but again, things do change. And I say that, I'm sure you know the math, but let's say you had an investment, a stock or a fund that went down 50%, God forbid. If it went back up 50%, you're not about to break even. You need a 100% move. So you really, again, obviously we don't want to lose money. That's we or raise. Don't lose money in the market. But again, sometimes we have these awful markets. But the thing is, you have to make sure you don't have a big loss, like a third or a half, because to get back to break even takes a lot more. So look, there's times to play offense, clearly, and you know that. We're waking up to setting records, and records are great. And clearly, there's times you'd probably be sitting on the fence or sitting on the sidelines, or like I was kidding around my clients lately, like a frightened turtle pulling that head inside the shell and just wait for it to go over. So I think tactical investing gives you a best opportunity to smooth out volatility. Now, again, there's different ones that are out there. Some are doing it very well. Some are not doing well. But the intent is, let's not go 95% in stocks, because Prospectus says that. And that money manager, he or she, doesn't even like that. But yet they have to kind of go along with that. Now, I'm also reminded of Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett, the famous investor, he's worth, what, $60 billion in any given day, or $200 billion, who the heck knows, of Berkshire Hathaway. And listen to this. This is what he said about number one rule for investing. Don't lose money. Okay, thank you, Warren, for that. Rule number two, remember rule number one. Of course, you're going to lose money time to time, but what he's talking about is a big knockout punch that would have ruined his career. Or anytime he looked at something, to make sure rule number one is, okay, what is my exit? What is my defense? What's my downside? The problem with a lot of stock investing who've done very well up until this recent cycle, all of them kind of say, oh, I'm making 15% the last 5 years. Everything is great. Okay. But what is the stop loss? What is the cushion? What is the circuit breaker that Warren Buffett's talking about? And of course, after the break, we're going to get into more depth about tactical investing. And not that Warren Buffett even talked about tactical investing. I don't want to tie the two together. But he just said the rule number one of investing is don't lose money, meaning you work hard, hold on to it. And then rule number two, kind of funny, remember rule number one. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement, available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester in the Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, tactical investing. We're going to get into it, but before we do, we're going to talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. All this crazy volatility that's going on. In the book that Mike Bennett mentioned, it covers that in many different chapters, how to deal with volatility, make volatility your friend, not your foe. So the first 20 callers will get this book for free. Here we go, 845-371-0101. So my mom used to say, you talk too fast, Ken. I do, so I have to slow down. So once you get this book, I will slow down, give this number, get a pen ready, get a crayon, whatever you need, paper towel, paper, whatever. 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Some Sunday mornings you join us and we're doing tax savings, or some Sundays talk about retirement planning. Questions and answers has been a really popular one lately. So all that information, I believe, a perfect companion is to the book, Not Your Father's Retirement. It sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But the early bird, that's you if you're listening, the early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. Of course, you can request this book by paperback and also by ebook. We do it either way. That's good for you. So 845-371-0101. And of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning. Anytime you turn on between 6 and 6:30 Sunday morning, you'll find me here. I'll be waving to you. I don't know if you're waving back. And if you're driving around this early wee hours on a Sunday morning, chances are you're an essential worker. If you are, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And then stay tuned. Yeah, how about you stay tuned? Stay tuned for the KG Show coming up next, the Health and Happiness Show. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I call it the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Hour. I like that. I just kind of made up my own name and make it stick. And then, of course, the WHUD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning around 8:25 of the traffic. So that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I guess you can figure out that's every weekday morning at 8:25, right after the traffic on the famous, and I do mean famous, Mike and Casey Show. I'll give you what happened in the market and set you up with the Dow futures doing lately, not so good, but again, it goes up and down and so forth. But again, we keep you informed right there. And on the way home on the Andy Bales Show, Bill Kugel around 6 o'clock, 6:15. He'll tell you what the national business news is, the indexes with the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did or didn't do, the local Hudson Valley business news and Hudson Valley index that we created for you. The Hudson Valley index, interesting. We have, gosh, MBIA of purchasing part of the index. Hudson Technology has been interesting. By the way, I'm not recommending any of these stocks. These are part of the index, of a local index. IBM's in there, of course, MasterCard, all these different publicly traded companies that are in the Hudson Valley. And we kind of compare that. Right now, it's, trading around 14 to 15,000. But it's kind of interesting because we track that along with the national average. Sometimes our local Hudson Valley stocks are doing a lot better than the national average and vice versa. So it's kind of fun to check that out. Now, everything that we have, my TV appearances, I was on a couple times last week, the podcast, these radio programs, articles, newsletters, and I encourage you to sign up for a newsletter. By the way, it's for free. It's not one of those newsletters you sign up for and you get 6 the next day and 12 the next day after that. It's once a week, Tuesday evening, and if something's wrong, it goes out Wednesday evening. We consolidate all the different things that are happening in the marketplace. Everything you'll find that we have to offer for free, a great resource, is MahoneyGPS.com. And there in the landing page talks about GPS navigating. And I think you understand the GPS, the global positioning system. If you want to get to one part to another part, well, guess what? You need some type of roadmap. We show you how to do that. So MahoneyGPS.com for TV segments, radio segments, podcasts, articles, newsletters. It's all consolidated there, MahoneyGPS.com. And I wouldn't be here with you every Sunday morning if it wasn't for Randy Turner, the extraordinary sound engineer at WHUD. Thank you, Randy, for all you do to make this show possible. So we've had a lot of volatility lately, getting back to the program. Right before the break, we were talking about tactical investing and a lot of volatility. And guess what? I could only make one prediction going forward, and I can't tell you the markets can be higher or lower. Anyone that could tell you that? But I can tell you'd be a lot more volatility, okay, between globalization and technology and, gosh, you know, China sneezes, we catch a cold. All these things are all so true. So much volatility out there. And I kind of said to you, while you know so many different categories and you invested in so many different categories of investing over the years, I'm sure, like stock funds, different categories, large cap growth, mid cap value, small cap, international bonds. It's like a huge checklist you get probably when you sign up for your 401k, 403b. And if not, any other investments, you know, out there, including individual stocks. But I'm suggesting that you do some homework into, I can't make any recommendations on the radio, disclaimer, disclaimer, but I'm suggesting you start looking into tactical funds. That same number I gave you before, 845-371-0101. If you want more information about tactical investing, really all tactical investing is the attempt, it doesn't always work, but the attempt for that same money manager of a mutual fund to be able to have flexibility to move the stocks when things are going well or move back to cash like a frightened turtle and puts his head back in the shell. All those times you have where you're like, oh my gosh, it should not be all or none for tactical investing or buy and hold for that matter, maybe multiple strategies. But I really want to shine a light on that today because with all this extra volatility, there is another way. And the other way, I believe, is this area of which we give the flexibility to these money managers, not bound by some prospectus. By the way, they do have a prospectus, but it says it could be 100% in stocks. Okay. It could be 100% in bonds. Okay. It could be 100% in cash. okay, so it could pretty much be anything, as opposed to a prospectus that says can only invest into stocks 95% and maybe keep some few percent, small percent in cash. And that's what I think you want going forward, to be able to retire. So a lot of times we do this GPS, and of course we call our show the GPS for your finances. We try to navigate you around this crazy, complex financial world, try to simplify it for you to make it. So in the GPS, though, we kind of look at a roadmap and where your assets may be. Now, we kind of come up with some type of number to say, okay, your account's going to grow at this percent, let's say. But if you have a big downturn, 20, 30, 40% hit, like a 2008, God forbid, that could really throw off your retirement. And we don't want to be there. So that's why we want strategies that are also like us. We want strategies that match our risk tolerance. I'm not suggesting tactical investing is going to do all these for you, but to get outside the box of this normal pick a stock fund, and then tell the money manager you can't move it, probably is not going to work, especially in this environment. We'll be right back, right after these messages.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement, available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, tactical investing. Yes, how these money managers, he or she, can move money in the market, out of the market for you, without kind of this buying hope that goes on, especially all this volatility these days. So today's topic, tactical investing, we'll get right there. But I want to make sure you heard Mike Bennett loud and clear that you could be one of the first 20 calls this morning to get that book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Somewhat of a semi-autobiography for me, how my father had all kinds of great things working in Local 38. Gosh, he had an annuity, he had a pension, healthcare, all these type of things. And in that book, how we try to recreate those things like your father's, mother's, grandma, grandpa's type of retirement. So 845-371-0101. We'll get that book for you. Here we go. Not Your Father's Retirement, sells on Barnes & Noble and Amazon for $17.99. But the early bird gets the worm. That's 845-371-0101. I'll be with you here every Sunday morning without fail, I promise you. And if you're driving around these wee hours, chances are you're probably an essential worker. Thank you for all you do. Now stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, to Health and Happiness. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, we're going to make you healthy, wealthy, wise. The Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour now. And of course, I get the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning around 8:25 after the traffic on the famous Mike and Casey Show. And then around 6:15 on the Andy Bales Show on WHD. Bill Cougar, Mahoney Asset Management, you know that southern charm accent that he has. Well, he'll tell you what the national news is, what the indexes did, the Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ, what the local Hudson Valley Index did compared to the national average. That's the Hudson Valley Index. And of course, the local Hudson Valley Business News, which has been a lot of business news lately here in the Hudson Valley. So we kind of go with you Monday through Friday with the market reports, again, morning traffic, right after the traffic, on the way home from work, and take off on Saturday, and then today present a GPS for your retirement. All the information you'll ever want to know about investing, retirement, is on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. There you'll find my recent TV segments. You find the radio programs like this. They call them a podcast now. They are archived based on title if you have some interest in those. Articles, newsletters, all those for you. The newsletter, by the way, is for free. We put it out every Tuesday evening. You can go to, again, the same site, MahoneyGPS.com. Sign up for the newsletter, and we'll keep trickling, keep telling you kind of what's going on with the market. So right before the break, we were talking about this tactical investing style different from stock investing. As we mentioned early on, if you're in a stock fund, if you read a prospectus, no one does, or like 180 pages of blah, 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 blah. But if you did, you'll find in there that 95% of the composition of that fund is in stocks. Well, of course. But the problem is sometimes you don't want to be 95% and enter tactical investing that moves money around based on the market. Are they right all the time? No. But the attempt is when you have a tailwind to be in stocks and hopefully enjoy the making of money in stocks. And of course, we have sometimes a headwind, which blows very frequent through the markets, where sometimes you want to be like a frightened turtle and put your head back in that turtle, back into that shell. So I guess what we're trying to say here is the tactical investing is more flexible. I can't say one will perform better than the other, but the goal of tactical investing is to try to make it less volatile and know that there's someone there that has the flexibility to move money, stocks, bonds, cash. Now, the question is, how do they do that? How do they know, what are the signals for them to go with stocks, bonds, cash? Now, many of them use what they call quantitative metrics. Sometimes very smart people, MIT type of calculus type of stuff, that looks into all types of nooks and crannies. That is what the volatility index is doing, Fed fund future rates, what they're doing. You know, some type of program that kind of looks at a time when the market does well under certain conditions and the market does poorly under certain conditions. That's some of these, again, tactical funds that are out there that are using quantitative metrics, meaning hard numbers. And very interesting. Sometimes you'll see the S&P 500 setting records and say, wow, that's, or the S&P doing well or not doing so well. You know, that doesn't always tell you what the breadth of the market is. I mean, how many stocks went up on a given day, how many stocks went down a given day, how many stocks are making new highs, how many stocks are making new low. So to decide between stocks, bonds, cash, many of these tactical funds use all these technical, quantitative type of information. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS of your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on WHUD. Today's topic, tactical investing, especially these volatile markets, ugly markets, and everything that's going on. Maybe a different approach. You may not have this choice in a retirement account. And remember, when I present some information, it's only a starting point. I'm not recommending to you at home or on the road that you invest into tactical investment funds. But now I think I got your attention to say, wow, it's not either in stocks or out of stocks, or I'm always investing in stocks, or I'm always out of stocks. You know, why not have something where for sure there's another way of doing it, where you can actually have stocks, you know, when market's doing well and you have a tailwind. And also when you have a headwind, to be out of that, you know, to be out of stocks and into something probably more defensively. And as Warren Buffett famously said, you know, rule number one to investing, don't lose money. Rule number two, remember rule number one. So right there, you can tell the difference between the tactical investing. Now, again, I'm not saying that's the only approach that's out there. We've covered so many different approaches here on our show. We've covered, you know, such as things as writing calls, money management, all kinds of topics as it relates to the market. Here, though, I wanted to kind of present this area because there's so many different categories and how you can invest your money. But when things get kind of, you know, what are all the strategies where there is some protection, there is some circuit breakers? You know, some of these tactical funds say, hey, gee, once a category goes below 5% or 10%, they're automatically going to come out of the program. So there's usually some type of discipline that goes along with that. So I hope you enjoyed today's segment. For more information about tactical investing or about retirement planning or about your own GPS and how you can get your GPS done to see whether you have the right coordinates to your own retirement, your roadmap, again, you call 845-371-0101. About to wrap up, and I'm going to give that phone number one more time, 845-371-0101. And please visit us on MahoneyGPS.com. Hope you find a lot of resources there. And until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com. And listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.